Well, look who's in. Alex, is that you?
Oh, brother, what a morning.
Well, honey, I thought you were just... I thought you were just going to stop by the office and come right home.
Well, the best laid plans of mice and doctors. Needless to say, I got stuck.
Oh, well, you left so early this morning, you didn't even finish breakfast. How about some coffee and a sweet
or something? Yeah, just coffee. Black and thick. Would you like some, honey?
Yes, dear.
Boy, this is one of the few days in my life when I wished I were anything but a pediatrician. A hod carrier.
An architect?
A roofer.
Banker?
A clam digger.
I'll buy that.
Anything that doesn't involve kids.
Darling, you love children, remember? You love children.
Well, let's just say I did.
Well, when we were first married, you could hardly wait to hear the patter of little feet.
Well, I heard it this morning. There were 30 kids running all over my office. Sounds like a buffalo stampede.
30?
Well, 28, I don't know. But the entire first grade of Morningside School came in for their shots.
Oh.
The entire class, mind you. They were under the furniture, throwing magazines around. They drew pictures in my appointment book. One of them took my sterilizer apart. They threw my stethoscope out the window. I tell you, my office looked like a disaster area.
Well, that was this morning. You go out this afternoon, have a good game of golf with Frank and Jim, and you forget all about it.
Smitty, I got nothing against your little brother, but... Well, Hobie's a good kid. What are we going to do with him?
Well, it's not my fault. It's Saturday. My mom's out, my dad's working. So who gets him? You can't fight City Hall.
Well, we're not blaming you, Hobie. You can't help it. But how are we going to meet the girls? We can't take along.
Oh, I can't wait to get out on that golf course this afternoon. Out in that clean, quiet air. That green fairway with not a solitary soul under 21. So what is all the stuff you have here?
Don't you remember, dear? Jeff's toys.
Oh.
All outgrown and forgotten. Mm. I finally worked up enough courage to give them away. Yeah. Alex, remember the Christmas we gave this train to Jeff?
Now, don't start getting sentimental, or you'll be hauling all this stuff back up to the attic.
But, honey, doesn't it make you feel kind of sad that Mary and Jeff are growing up?
You want to know something? Nope. I'm glad they're growing up.
Hobie, haven't you got any friends you can go and play with?
We all play at somebody else's house.
Who else's house?
I don't know.
Hey, I bet we could leave them with Mom.
I've been waiting for you to say that. Your mom's a wonderful pigeon.
Yeah, especially for kids. Little kids. Come on, Hobie.
Oh, wait a second.
Look wistful.
What's that?
Look sad. One look at that face and Mom's a dead duck.
Hey, Mom!
Oh.
Well, who is this?
Oh, Mom, this is Smitty's little brother, Hobie. Hobie, this is my mother, Mrs. Stone.
How do you do? My goodness. Well, it was very nice of you to come to see us. Oh, he's adorable.
Connie, have you seen my golf shoes?
Alex, is this a face?
Yeah, that's a face.
Dan, this is Smitty's little brother, Hobie. Hobie, shake hands with Dr. Stone.
Hi there, Toby.
It's Hobie.
Hobie. The last time I saw those, they were in the hall closet.
How old are you, Hobie?
Six.
I'll bet you're in the first grade, too.
Somebody took them out of the hall closet. Do you have any idea where they are?
Not me.
Never mind, I'll find them.
Mom, Smitty and I were sort of wondering, you think it'd be okay if we left Hobie here just for a little while?
Well, honey, I'd love to have him.
Well, you see, the thing is, we promised the girls we'd meet them over at Jan's house, and... Well, we can't take Hobie along.
Darling, there's only one problem. I'm not going to be here this afternoon.
Oh, never mind, Mrs. Stone. We'll find some place to park him.
Oh, my goodness, you can't just park a little fellow like this.
Well, Mom, how long before you leave, huh?
Well, about a half hour, I guess.
Oh, gee, that's plenty of time. We'll be back.
Yeah, it's only going to take us 20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, Mommy, if we promise we're back inside a half an hour, would it be okay?
Well, of course.
Oh, great.
Oh, good boy. Thanks, Mrs. Stonefield.
Not longer than a half hour now. Well, Hobie, how would you like some cookies?
I like them.
Well, here we go. You sit down. Now, you have your choice of chocolate or raisin. It's a hard decision to make, isn't it?
Why is it that I can always find just one golf shoe? I found this in the hall closet. Now, I didn't come home with one shoe off.
Excuse me, Hobie.
Oh, have a cookie, Moby.
It's Hobie.
Oh, sorry, Hobie. Where'd you find it?
In the closet. I mean, things do get under things sometimes. Do you want any cookies? Oh, for heaven's sake, is that you?
Should I know?
Oh, Edie, you're early. Well, all right, I'll be there. Alex, it's Edie, so I'm leaving. And if Esther calls, be sure to tell her that I've already left with Edie.
Okay. Well, what do I do with Hoagie here?
It's Hoagie.
What do I do with Hoagie?
Well, Speedy and Jeff said they'd be home in just a few minutes, before you have to leave. But if you'd rather, I mean, I'll stay and go later.
No, there's no point to that. I'll watch him till Jeff gets here.
All right, thank you, dear.
Bye-bye.
And goodbye, Hobie. It was very nice of you to come and see us. So you take good care of Dr. Stone for me, okay? Goodbye. I'll be inside.
Right.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Have a meeting.
Upstairs. Would you like to come up and watch me change my socks?
Sure.
I guess. It's about time your brother was coming by to pick you up, isn't it, Joby?
It's Hobie.
Hobie. Hobie, would you tell me what time it is by the clock on the nightstand? Hmm? Tell time, Hobie?
I just can tell big hand time.
Oh, those kids. Did they say where they were going?
Just to a girl's house.
What girl?
I don't know.
Was it Pat? Was it Lori? Was it Carla? Run out of girls.
Me too.
Was it Jan?
It was Jan.
Hello, Mrs. Streeter. It's Dr. Stone. Are Jeff and Smitty over there? Well, did they say where they were going? Oh. No, it's nothing really serious. Just that I have Smitty's little brother over here, and well, if you should see them or they come back, tell them to get right on over here, would you? Thank you. Bye, Mrs. Streeter. Oh, those kids. I see they're only going to be gone for a little while. I've been gone for an hour and a half. You'd think they'd have a little consideration.
I don't know, consideration.
I hope you learned.
That's a secret cookie.
I'm going to give your brother and Jeff a talking to when they get back here, Hobie. We're supposed to leave here to play golf any minute.
I think I like the raisin best.
But I object to taking care of you. If I weren't playing golf this afternoon, it'd be different. But the idea of Jeff and your brother just dumping you here, palming their responsibility off on someone else. Well, it's not fair to me, and it's not fair to you.
What do you like best?
What?
Cookies.
No, I like cookies. All right, let's get out in the kitchen. I'll see what I can find for lunch.
Do you like little kids?
Yeah. Yeah, I love them.
Hobie?
Come around here, Hobie. Ah, there ought to be something here we could put together. What do you usually eat at noon, Hobie?
Lunch.
You eat soup?
Sure.
Where are you?
I'm here.
You're, what? Oh. Look, Hobie, why don't you stand out there in the open where I can see you? That's better. You know, we're going to have to find your mother or your father or somebody pretty quickly. Because I'm not going to be here. I have a date to play golf this afternoon, and I'm not going to miss it. Oh, if your brother and Jeff aren't back here in the next 10 minutes.
Hobie, do you have any idea where your mother might be?
Shopping.
Shopping where?
At a store.
What store?
Downtown.
How about your father?
He's fine.
And he's working, right? I know better than to ask this, but where is he working?
In an office.
And the office is downtown. Hobie, isn't there anyone whose house you could go to? Don't you have a friend or a relative, maybe an aunt or an uncle who could take care of you?
My Uncle Wilbert.
Good. Where does he live?
New York.
Come in.
Okay, Hogan, let's hit the fairway.
Come on, Alex. I thought you'd be waiting at the curb for us.
Yeah.
The sun is shining. The temperature is 72 degrees. This is the day we're all going to break 100.
You not. Well, come on.
Fellas, I don't know quite how to explain this, but...
Hey. There's a cute little fella.
What'd you do, Alex? Bring home one of your patients?
Yeah.
I'd like to steal this little guy.
Cute as a dickens. Who is he?
Hobie. Hobie Smith. Hobie, it's Dr. Bennett and Dr. Higgins.
Now, let's go.
As I was trying to explain to you, I have a little problem. you see, Hobie is Smitty's little brother. And, well, Smitty is Jeff's friend. And Jeff and Smitty had to go out and...
Where's Donna?
Well, that's hard to explain, too. She had to go out.
Okay, you've got a big joke going for us, yeah. But we're way ahead of you. You're going to tell us you can't play golf because you got to stay home with the kid.
Very funny, Alex. I'll laugh when we hit the third green. Let's take the boy next door, or wherever he lives, and get going.
Now, wait a minute, Jim. I'm not kidding.
Well, you've got to be.
No. Inconceivable. Preposterous as it may seem. I can't play golf this afternoon.
What?
What am I going to do? His mother and father are out. Jeff and Smitty are out. Donna's out, and here I am.
You can't blow a chance to play golf. It's ridiculous, Alex. How often do we get a chance to play?
But if it was your own kid, why, all right, but somebody else's kid.
Keep telling me what I already know. Give me an answer. I can't walk out and leave him alone. If you can't find his parents, get a babysitter. A babysitter? Why didn't we think of that before?
Where are you going to find a babysitter on a Saturday afternoon?
Look, the kid's all over town. Plenty of high school girls aren't wanting to earn a buck. Who? Name one. What's your daughter doing?
Oh, I don't know. She's out somewhere.
Jim, you have three daughters. Where are they?
Oh, they're somewhere.
They're all out? On a day like this, everybody's out?
Hey! What about your nurse? What about Evelyn?
No, she's going to a wedding today. What about your nurse?
She's the one that's getting married.
Look, you're the pediatrician. Kids are your business. Do you mean to tell me you can't get someone to take care of just one? One tiny little kid for one afternoon? Look, Jim, I run a practice, not a nursery school.
Hey, what about your daughter? Where's Mary?
Same place your daughters are, out. I'm the only person in the entire town who's at home.
Boy, if this doesn't beat anything I ever saw.
Well, Miss.
Hello, Dr. Stone. Is Jeff here?
No, not at the moment, but he'll be back. Why don't you come in and sit down? Huh?
No, I was just going by. I thought I'd ask him about our English assignment for Monday. I'll see him later.
Oh, wait a minute, Midge. Don't rush off.
Jeff may walk in any second.
It'll be terrible if he missed you.
Midge, how would you like a babysitting job this afternoon?
No, I can't.
Just for now. Jeff will be back and...
Oh, I have to be at the dressmaker's in half an hour.
But don't worry, only half an hour. Jeff will be back in 20 minutes.
Oh, I can't.
I'll double the rate. We'll make $1 an hour.
$2 an hour. Mary's got some new records. You can play the record machine.
Help yourself to anything in the refrigerator. $3 an hour.
We'll make you a flat deal. $5 whether you sit for 10 minutes or an hour.
What do you say?
No, this is the only afternoon Miss Castle can fit my uniform. And the Glee Club has to sing next Tuesday. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
But
just not my day.
Well, it's a crime, that's what it is. The one day we plan for, teenagers.
Oh, well, you fellas go ahead. We'll make it some other time.
I'm glad my kids are grown up.
But this one isn't even mine. It's a crime. Tough luck, Alice.
We tried.
You could put them in my golf bag and take turns carrying them.
You don't look happy.
I'm not.
I can't read.
Oh,
It's a hard life.
Now, you be the switchman. Here comes the express. Oh, we can't turn the other switch. Back him up. All right, click the switch again. Here he comes. Where's he going?
He's heading for New York.
Watch it! It's where your uncle lives. All right, here it comes. Oh, make sure he has a ticket. Is he on? All right, back him up. Click the switch.
Okay.
Straight ahead. Here we go for New York.
We've been gone 2 hours, and we told your mom 20 minutes.
Yeah, your mom will be gone by now. Dad's home.
Oh, and he was going to play golf this afternoon.
Well, he's probably sitting in there with Hobie.
It's going to be murder.
Thanks, Edie. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Wow. Where's Hobie? What's wrong?
Well, Mom, Smitty and me, we got sort of delayed.
Yeah.
Oh, Jeff, don't tell me that your father... Oh, no. Oh, Jeff, this is unforgivable. Absolutely unforgivable. You know your father's been planning on that golf game for weeks.
I'm sorry, Mom.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Stone.
Well, fellas, I think you'd better go in and face the music.
Go ahead, Smitty.
You go first.
Go on.
You go.
Well, somebody's got to go first.
I can tell you one thing. It isn't going to be me.
Well, they're not here. Let's go.
Oh, not a chance.
Come on. The little pig had just got the last brick in place when the big bad wolf knocked at the door and said, little pig, let me come. Me of Jeff when he was this age. Almost forgotten. Well, let's get him upstairs, let him sleep.
Maybe you can still get in a few holes of golf.
No, I think I'll skip it.
But you were looking forward to it so.
Oh, I can play another time on it.
There's a short circuit in this train somewhere. One of these wires here.
Hobie loves this thing.
Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.